is 6:26 to 5 p.m. Call roll.
Mr. Dickin?
Here.
Mr. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Beal?
Here.
And for the record, Mr. Cole and Downey are absent.
Thank you. In your packet is a copy of the meeting minutes from February 3rd. I did have one correction. Line 4 on page 2. It should be $600 rather than $700.
And Mr. Miller, will you give me time to correct that and then you can just sign it after the meeting?
I will give you time to correct it.
Thank you.
It's funny you say that because when we got billed for $600, I thought, oh, they billed us for less than we
do. My apologies.
Any other corrections or additions?
I'll move to approve as amended.
Second by Beal. On the motion, Beal?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Dickin?
Yes. Moving on to correspondence, I'm going to turn this next couple of items over to Mr. Miller on the revenue report and finances.
Okay. So, since our last meeting, we had some correspondence and filing our year end with the meeting group, and that has been properly filed, and the report was included in the package there. Since it's a compilation, they don't really issue any opinions on that, but it is what it is, and everything appeared to be in order as far as I could see. Hearing that there were no comments generally on email traffic, I think that would be the case there. And we, of course, got the invoice for that for $600, which we can address in a little bit. I'll say included in your packet, but only if you looked at it after what, about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I did do a financial summary for us. You'll find that on what page in our package, but you go to, let's see here. Yeah, it looks like page 5.
Yeah, first page.
So on the right-hand column is the budget that we approved earlier this year, and then left-hand column, and the right-hand column is year-to-date through April 30th, and I just at the top there, you'll see also the statements were included in that. We got cash balance in our signature account currently at the end of April of $160,000, and our investment account with Star Ohio, $59,000. I'm rounding off here, so you can see the dollars and cents there. And then you will see in your package the distributions that came out, and I think that came out in March 26th, I think is when the letter came out on that, with the revenues that were collected and the distributions that were made, or need to be made if we approve them. So, just in summary, we took in $130,000 in our earnings for Star Ohio and Signature. We have interest of $732 and $305 respectively. So, during that period, we took in the gross revenue of $131,500. Now, again, these expense items are if we approve the distributions, so those are what was proposed on that sheet that you saw in there. We have an administrative fee by the City of Toledo and the retention fund. All seem to be in general compliance, and not compliance, but general target, what we had budgeted for that. And then during the month of March, we did issue a check to Highland in the amount of $1,385. And then the $600 if we approve the invoice for group here tonight. So we did... 131. We have total cash disbursements if approved at 63,215. So it'll positively impact our cash position by $68,309. Next line is just a verification and tie-out. And then, assuming we approve all those, our cash position post-distributions will be $96,951. And that, Mr. Chairman, is my financial report. Questions?
Just for clarification, the distributions to the townships and the city, that automatically happens.
That automatically happens.
So we don't have to worry about that.
Okay. All right. And then, note that accordingly in the future. So it's an auto pay. Okay.
Yeah, you should just automatically get those for that. Okay. Any other questions on the financials? I would move to approve as
Second by Miller. On the motion, Diggin?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Beal?
Yes.
Does it make any sense at all if we wanted to move some funds over to start the month?
We absolutely could. So we're showing about 160 cash.
Yes.
I mean, I'd feel comfortable moving 100,000 of that.
Well, let me ask you about that. So, So the distributions we took in, so this 69,255 is what we took in. And I think that shows on the statement for Signature Bank. I guess where I was just making sure that we didn't, that was the distribution was already accounted for with the funds.
Yeah, with the cash on hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
So that would still be the 60 in cash. To address anything short term, which is probably a little more than we need, but not knowing what we're trying to. Grant statuses. We can leave that until the fall. So, I guess I would move to transfer $100,000 from the signature account into the SARM.
I'll second that.
Second by Beal. On the motion, Diggin?
Yes.
Beal?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes. Done that before, so I'll have to just figure out the math on that.
And they're usually pretty good if you call them. They can help you walk through that.
Okay. All right.
In terms of new business, I think the last page of your packet is the invoice from Julian Drew. We had tentatively approved the 3-year contract. We just need to approve. I don't know if we had approved that in the last first meeting of doing the 3-year commitment. If you were here for that one. Okay. So we have agreed with Julian Drew for a 3-year to do the compilation and then submit to the state auditor. So this will be the first year of that 3-year commitment.
Is it locked in at 600?
It's 600. So I would move to make payment on that invoice to an improvement.
Second.
Second by Miller. On the motion, Diggin?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Beal?
Yes.
Just update on the Tron Air. They are in year 8 of their 10-year agreement on the job grant. You've shared expect that possibly at our next meeting. But as of right now, I'm not aware of anything that has changed. I know when their fire controller just took care of that. We will definitely follow. We'll meet in all the applications. Any update on committee members? I'm guessing that I have not heard anything. We'll keep that in the old business going forward then. Any other business?
If I could, I just want to note that we have a new township administrator. Mike Hampton came over from Springfield Township after his retirement, and he would like to be placed on the August agenda to introduce himself. He wants to be involved in any way he can with the JEDZ and the JEDDs in Monclova and this group. So,
no, I think we would welcome having that introduction and look forward to working with him.
I'll place them on the agenda.
We had a groundbreaking with Boston.
Okay.
At the park. They just officially moved all the people over this year, so I think maybe we'll see an income increase.
Cause where are they at?
Their world headquarters in Holland. They've got a lot of buildings over there. They basically consolidated a lot of it to the 100,000 square foot building at the industrial park.
Okay.
So they moved quite a few.
And they could have went anywhere,
and they stayed here. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well done. But they're not in
it yet.
Are they? The new location?
I think the new location.
It's in Landair.
Yeah. Okay.
It is the new
location. There's, I always forget what Johnson Controls is called now. The battery plant?
Yeah. Oh.
Whatever they do there.
Yeah.
So they're on the east end, and then it's Velocity, and then it's game one.
Is it Clarios?
Yeah, Clarios. So they're Velocity's the middle one.
So that
the big check mark with the green?
Yeah. So if they're next to Clarios, they would be in the other JEDZ, not this one. Huh? Yeah, because they're back there where Designetics.
Oh, yeah.
Up there. Yeah, I think if they're by Clarion, they're in the other JEDZ.
Okay.
We'll double check that.
Yeah.
But good news for the area, no matter what.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome.
It is the old. Well, they did go home. Okay.
Our JEDD is property specific, and I know that they're not part of our other JEDD.
Yeah. Okay.
But they could be in other jurisdictions, district.
Okay. Yeah, that's that one.
Okay. Well, that's good news then. So we'll have to make sure that they have all the proper items. As of now, it's still good, but if we have to, we may adjust that date if we need to.
Sure.
Okay. Any other comments or other business? I'm going to move to adjourn 5:15.
Second by Miller. On the motion, Dickin?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
And Beal?
Yes.